marvelous.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is the Diaspora Forum.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021. We are actually broadcasting from home on the Diaspora Forum because of the COVID-19 pandemic currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health has said as of yesterday, April 13th, 2021, there were 37,330 confirmed cases, including 34,932 recoveries, and some sad news, 1,543 deaths. And we have to say that this is from when the pandemic started in March. And going to the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in its second phase, we have 218,516 people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19 so far, Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. So there are roughly about 219,000 people that have received their first doses, and there are about 30,000 people that have received their second doses. And as what Marvelous is saying, it seems as if, there are over 1,500 people who actually succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. But, when we look at the figures, Marvelous, it seems as if 37,330 people actually tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year. And out of this number, 34,932 people recovered. And we've got roughly about one person yesterday who succumbed to COVID-19, and 23 actually tested positive for COVID-19. So now we also have got news about the situation in Mozambique, where SADC met last week, the SADC leaders, and actually decided to deploy a technical team in Mozambique. We know that the Islamic State is causing havoc in northern Mozambique, and that is Cabo Delgado. And we know that recently they attacked a place called Palma. And then at the same time, we know that Zimbabwe has actually revived its national youth service. Still remember it?
Yes.
It was there, and some people are saying it's a wrong move. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the banning of hit streak for 8 years from cricket. You know, hit streak is sort of like a very big name in Zimbabwe cricket.
Yes.
So he has been banned for 8 years from all cricket matters, because he allegedly accepted that he did it. He confessed that there are certain things that he actually did. So, and then we'll talk about some of these issues as we go, Marvelous.
Yes, and we are also going to be featuring a Zimbabwean lady based here in North Carolina to tell us her journey about, how she is coping during COVID-19, and also her journey through depression, which we've seen, according to, studies that have been done, is very rampant right now because of COVID-19. But also before that, some people in the diaspora have been facing depressive situations. So we're going to be taking a look and speaking to Patricia Mujuru, who's also known as Mamoyo Muroshi on Facebook and all her social media platforms. So she'll be sharing with us what, she has gone through, and she has also taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So she'll share with us her experience taking that vaccine, and also what she's facing living day to day here in the diaspora when the whole world is at the moment facing the COVID-19 pandemic. Saka kunava changobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi tichange tiine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pasi rose rakatarisana nedenda recovid-19, uyezve tinoona zvakare kuti pasi rose pari zvino vapinda ivo pakubaya nhomba. Nhomba yecovid-19 kuZimbabwe, tinoona kuti kune nhomba dzakabva kuChina, uyezve panga paine mutauro nezuro yekuti iyo pari zvino pane nyaya dzekuti China haina kunge yanyatsosvitsa nhomba idzi zviri pamutemo kuWorld Health Organization. Saka tikaona vanhu vachipokana vachida kunyatsozva kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya iyoyi, asi tine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai muzuva ranhasi, Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo kunokuke kwetula kuMavelas. Tiyabona kuti sivile kune ndava zvinenge kakhulu. Munoyo tava lakukona ikonokuke kuti Zimbabwe iCovid-19 itwalisa nzima vantu. So kula bantu bedlula 200,000 asebehlatshwe kwesibili amajekiseni okuthi umzimba phela uzivikele ku-COVID-19. Bese kusiba ke abadlula abafika phose 30,000 asebehlatshwe okwesibili amajekiseni lawo. So kukhanya ngazani kuyaqhubeka khona ngale Zimbabwe, kodwa ke kukhanya kule nkulumo ngamajekiseni lawo ukuthi amajekiseni lawo angabe angazange ethulwe ngemfanelo, ikakhulu e-Sinopharm. Kukhanya ngazani ilo hlupho phakathi, singazi okunye ukuthi kuya ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke kwe-Mozambique ngale Marvelous i-SADC yahlangana sibili yaphatha umhlangano obambileyo sibili, bakhuluma ngokuthi kumele badeploye i-technical team khona ngale kule-Mozambique. So singakayi khatshana, let's listen to what the SADC chairperson said about what is going on in Mozambique before we actually get into most of these issues. So here we are, Marvelous.
We all agree that the deteriorating security situation in the northern province of Cabo Delgado in Mozambique is indeed a serious threat to peace and security, not only in our sister country, but also to the whole region and humanity at large. In particular, the recent attacks in the town of Palma have recently demonstrated the magnitude of the problem at our doorsteps. These disheartening and indiscriminate attacks on the civilian population have not only resulted in the loss of many innocent lives, but have also exacerbated the humanitarian crisis, especially the need for the provision of basic services such as food, water, and shelter to the affected population. There is an absolute need for an integrated and coordinated regional approach to effectively deal with terrorism. This is the main reason we are meeting here today. I believe that in our collective, we can successfully and effectively show that our values are sacrosanct and indestructible. Of immediate and critical importance is the need for increased information exchange in the region, especially intelligence gathering and sharing. This is important, especially given the nature of terrorism, as I described above, among others. I am confident that our meeting will be able to come up with even more concrete initiatives aimed at ensuring that the scourge of terrorism does not find home in our region.
Yeah, lapho ke umunye obekhuluma khona ngale ke besenza i-SADC meeting khona ngale ke eMaputo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke Marvelous kulabantu abavela eZimbabwe, eBotswana, kanye lamanye amazwe ku-SADC region, abaku-SADC Troika, laba bakhangela ngezombangazwe nangeze-security. So labo ke inkokheli ye-SADC yethu kumele ke bezame icebo khona ngale eCabo Delgado lezinye indawo, nxa sekukhangelwe ePalma khona ngale ke ohlaselwe abantu abaningi. Kukhanya ngazani umuntu omunye odabuka eZimbabwe ubulewe khona ngale Bavela. So lolu luhlupho olumangalisayo.
Aiwa, apo tiri kuona isu zviri kuitika Mozambique pari zvino, uko takaona vakuru vakuru vemunyika dzemusadak vakawanikwa vachisangana kuti vabatanidze misoro kuti vaone kuti zvoitwa sei pane zviri kunzipo. Pane vanopfurikidza mwero vari munyika iyo yeMozambique vari kukonzera mhirizhonga uyezve nekuuraya vanhu. Saka potaona zvakare masoja ari kuedza iwo kuti achengetedze runyararo munzvimbo iyi, uyezve Zimbabwe nedzimwewo nyika vakabvumirana kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibatanidza misoro kuti vaende semasoja kuti vanobatsira masoja eimomo muMozambique. Gibbs.
Yes, so let's start with our guest today. We've got Patricia Majoni. She lives here in USA. Go ahead, Marvelous, and pose some questions to her.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Patricia Majoni. Tozoti kuti vazhinji vanokuzivai nezita rekuti Mamo. Titaurewo panguva ino yeCovid, makawanikwa muchitora here nhomba iyi yeCovid-19? Chombotanga ikoko tozopinda mune zvimwe izvi.
Maita basa nekundunza pano pachirongwa. Sarangu ndinonzi Patricia Majoni, but vanhu vazhinji vanondiziva saMamo Murozvi. Ndiyo ndo mutupo wangu ndinoera mwoyo wevarozvi.
Tombopinda panyaya yeCovid-19, makawanikwa muchitora here nhomba iyi yeCovid-19, uyezve COVID-19 yakamira sei kwamuri ikoko kuNorth Carolina?
Wangu ndakawa ndakatora nomba. Ndakatora iya inobaiwa kaviri. It's favor. Ndoya ndakatora. Saka ndakatanga kubaiwa yekutanga. Ndikamira 21 days. Ndikazodzokera kunobaiwa yepiri. Pandakabaiwa yekutanga andina zvandakanyanyonzwa. Ndakangonzwa pandakabaiwa kwachoko kwakuri kuruboshwe. Kungonzwa kungorema nokutadza kusumudza ruoko. Asi pandakazobaiwa yepiri ndakambopinda umatsira. Pandakangopinda umatsira ndofunga kwemazuva maviri. Ndangainzwa mwiri wangu uchitaunga ndarohwa nemota kana nezvitina. Ruoko ndisikagoni kusumudza ndichinzwa kunge ndaita flu like.
Parizvino akunzwa sei?
Parizvino ndanjanjisaiko.
Ko muri mune mhuri here uye zve vakabayiwawo here zviri kufamba sei?
Ne vasikana vangu vaviri vari panapa. Paka pakati padaidzwa nyaya yevana kuti vanobayiwa. But ndakanzwa manje manje kuti zvakazodaidzwa kuti vana vane 16 years and above vanokwanisa kunobayiwa. But zvisati zvadaro, iro svondo rino iri, svondo rapera iri. Mwana wangu musikana mudiki akabatwa nayo COVID. Saka iye zvinezvi haasisina COVID. Mukoma wake mubatawo ndiye ari pautenda right now. But he has symptoms haana kunyanya kushata. Ari kukosora nekunzwa musoro.
Tomboenda munyaya imwe yamanga muri kutaura imi mazuva apfuura yanyaya yedepression kana kuti kushushikana zvikuru imo muno mudiaspora. Chimbotipa kurai kuti imi zvakafamba sei kuti muzowanikwa muchibatwa chirwere ichi kana denda iri redepression?
Inini ndakabatwa nedenda iri 2010. Chekutanga ndakafirwa nababa gore iroro. Ndofunga handina kuti zvitoro zvakanaka because nguva yacho ndandifanira nemapepa ekuti ndifambe ndinowana closure. Saka ndakatsema zvisizvo ndikaira ndapinda mudenda iri. Asi zvakazonyanya kundibatanidza kuti ndibva ndazonyanya kurwara. Hama dzangu ndakarwara. Ndakarwara kwe-8 months. Zvakabva zvabatanidza kuti musi wacho iwo wakavigwa baba vangu ndakavingwa nevanhu vemutemo. Vakati sangoti iwe unogara muno hauna mapepa. Zvakandibata. Zvakandibata. Asi hangu handina kutorwa kuno kana kujera asi ndanga ndingori musungwa mumba nekuti vakanditi handina mhosva dzimwe dzandakambopara muno. Ndina kana DUI handina anything pasita rangu. Plus zvindanga ndine vana vaviri vanga vari kuchikoro vana vakazvarwa muno. Saka ndakarwara zvokurwara zviya zvisinga
So briefly tell us about your experience with COVID. You know, how has been the going?
Right now, nenye COVID here.
Okay, do you mind if you can change to English? Yeah.
I'll say it again.
Do you mind saying it in English? Just for it.
Oh, yeah. Right now, during the COVID, when it started, you know, last year in February, I almost got into a depression again because I panicked. When I was seeing people dying, especially in New York and New Jersey, when it started, seeing those mobile motorists at the doorstep of the hospitals, I panicked. I was so scared. I thought, you know, that's the end of it. Everybody's gonna die.
So the whole family has been having some kind of experience with COVID-19, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
I got my vaccine, but right now I have two kids with COVID right now as we are talking.
So how are you living in the same house?
Yeah, we are living in the same house, but they live in their bedrooms. I just go and give them food and tell them what to do, and that's what we are doing. That's what the doctor said I have to do.
How difficult is that situation when you are you know, in that kind of particular situation?
And it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult because, you know, you want to see your kids, you want to see how they're doing, but you just, like, go to the door and ask what is going on, are you taking your medication, and everything.
Yeah, so, lapake skoka lo mama upatisha machoni, uyakhuluma lapha ke upatisha machoni amavelas ukuthi yena ukwabanjwa iCovid, abantwana sebanjwa iCovid. Njalo uthi ke ukwabanjwa lale ngedepression, idepression ke yomthatha nzima. So ke uthi hayi kwamanje kungani uselungile ke. Kodwa ukuthi ulabantwana ababanjwa iCovid, so umunye wangkhona kathezi sikhuluma kunje kule COVID. So khanya ngazani ke situation yangkhona inzima kakhulu. So marvelous why then we cross over to
team, Sipa. Or if there are some people that are listening right now, what can they learn from your story, especially when it comes to depression?
Yes, they can. Yeah, quiet, Patricia Majone.
I think what I'm just saying is people need to be educated with this mental health.
Mm-hmm.
The more you keep quiet, the more you go down the drain. You have to say it. For you to go in the treatment, you have to tell somebody. You have to say it out. If you just keep quiet, you're just going to die. That's how I feel.
Mutaura neesho na kuti kana paine vamwe vakateerera parizvino. Munhu angazive sei kuti anyanyo rwara uyezve azvamirwa nepfungwa uyezve zvii zvaangaite. Kana achinge aona kuti pana pazvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, imi makaziya sei kuti maane depression iyi?
Inini matangira ndakaita kuti ndizoziva kuti ndine depression, tekutanga ndakaenda ku home office kuti ndinopuwa mapepa angu ndobva ndanyemwa. Pandakadzoka ndakangosvika ndikarara mumagumbezi nebvutsu zvese nehembe, handina kukwanisa kumuka. Kubvira ipapo ndakatanga kunzwa kuti handikwanisi kudya, handikwanisi kufunga muse. Ndakasikatombozivi kuti ndaenda kubasa here kana kuti ndadzoka here kana kuti ndabikira vana here. Ndobva ndakaziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira muse.
Maybe you just say that in English. How did you know that you had depression? What did you first notice?
I first noticed that my mood changed. That was the first thing. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to even go to the doctor. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't even want to go to work. I didn't even know what I have in my bank account. I didn't know. Because my kids took all the money which was in my bank account, which was $4,000.
Really?
In that time. But I never knew that they did that. Because my mind was not...
What was their reason for doing that?
They told me after when I was well, they told me, Mom, you were not taking care of us. You were not cooking. So we were taking that money to buy Domino's, to buy Chinese food. But they took $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that they did that. I knew after 8 months that they did that.
And what was the aha moment for you now to say, hey, I need to get treatment? How did that happen? Where did you go?
The first time is my manager called me and he said, Patricia, you are not coming to work. You already have 50 days out of work. What is going on? And I opened up to him and he said, okay, you need to take a leave so you can go and get checked.
Mm-hmm. And then did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Did you do that? How long did it take you to actually go to hospital? What did it take?
As soon as I come back, when I was, they told me I can't work.
Mm-hmm.
I called my pastor, Reverend Gumbo, and I told him, you know, I need help. I need to go to the hospital. I'm not feeling okay. And he told me, I knew all about it, but I didn't want to ask you. Now you have opened it up. Do you really want to go to the hospital? And I said, yes. That's when I started my journey for treatment for anxiety and depression.
Yes, can you hold on? We are coming back to you shortly. So let's go to Mr. Tim Sipa. Mr. Tim Sipa lives in UK. Welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Kipps, and thank you, everyone.
Yes, so tell us about your experience with COVID-19 in UK. How is it going there?
So far, at the moment, the numbers, or the, I'll say the level of it, it seems to be going down at the moment, and the business is starting to open up as normal, especially down south. Mm-hmm. They were the first one to have the green light. So in Scotland, things are starting to kind of like moving to the right direction. So probably by next week, most of the business will be back to normal. But it was difficult. It's been really tough because when it started last year, we were one of the essential workers. So as we're cutting, I'm working in transport industry. So we had to cut off the service because most people that were transporting to work or from work, some of them were at home. So we had to cut off the service as well. So, but I was one of the people who were still working at that time. The half of the, or more than half of the team were on furlough. Mm. So they were at home. So for the first month, I was working and it was hard. You didn't know what to expect, you know, trying to keep yourself in the cab and keep yourself more in like everything was just new to everyone, you know. Mm-hmm. You didn't know who's gonna bring it to you, and if people are passing closer to you, you're still dealing with customers and stuff. It was tough. So people were not keen on wearing masks at first.
Mm-hmm.
And some were taking like the whole thing as if, no, that's just made up stories, that there's nothing like that, because they've not seen anyone who's got it.
But right now they're actually wearing masks, right?
Yeah, the majority now, yeah, they do. And thankfully, even in shops, I think that they've enforced that now. So if you don't have a mask, you're not allowed to go in some areas. So even on public transport, on buses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, it's mandatory now. So everyone has to. It's everybody's responsibility to see that we're all safe, you know.
Yeah, so my uncle Mansin develops a little catesi, Umenjan, Gulangapunas Kangela, COVID 19. The office of Lamaninga Kulu, the Lapokono Colombo Sevati, Baneng, Makuna Yinovas, Yoseva Dre, Mkutanilo, Jalo, Baobamba, Jan Kutanlo, Mafchan Colombo, Bounce.
Yeah, Ulentao, yeah, Bakona, Eng Bazio, the ebesiphilisana lapho sijwayelene bake babanjwa yiwo lo mkhuhlane uyabona kuyethusa uyazi ukuthi ngoba lo mkhuhlane ngesikhathi vele ufika umuntu ozwakala kuthiwa umbambile uyazi ukuthi vele ubucabanga ukuthi hey lo muntu-ke usho ukuthi uyasishiya manje but as time goes on people knew how to abantu baba lolwazi lokuthi bangazisiza kanjani before bathole usizo kumadokotela noma ezibhedlela entweni ezinjalo. So uthole ukuthi lokho kwasiza khona lokho ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangaziphilisa kanjani njalo bazizwa njani ukuze babone ukuthi sebelawo lo mkhuhlane iluphi unyawo okumele baluthathe lapho ukwenzela ukuthi baphephe njalo basindise labanye abaseduzane labo entweni ezinjengama-isolation, you know, isolate yourself. Ikakhulu ma uhleli le moli kukhanya ngathi kuba lobukhuni obunzima kakhulu ngoba uma uhlala nabantu wena sokumele uzivalele kwelakho ikamera wedwa uyabona. Whereas kumele li-alternate ukuthi lifika kanjani ekhishini lapho uyethola ukudla noma bayakwenzela bakulethele emnyango baqoqode babaleke usala udobha lawo uyedlela ngemva kwesivalo bekulukhuni but hayi okwamanje ungathi songathi hayi ukuthi dedelele kancane.
Yes, kholo babe khonapho ke mabulas ngena khonapho.
Tukunzwa kubva kuna vamusipa varitaura ivo vari kuBritain vachiti ivo tanga vabvunzwa naGibbs kuti ko zvakamira sei vakatinga pakatanga COVID zvechokwadi vanhu vanga vasinganyatsoziva kuti zvinofamba sei panyaya iyo yeCOVID kuti munhu anoibata sei uyezve vari kuti ivo vanoshanda pamabasa I think vati mutransport industry inoreva kuti pane vamwe sezvo vanhu vanga vasisi kuenda kumabasa pane vamwe vakatombomiswa mabasa uyezve pari zvino vari kuti nyika yeBritain yati vhurwei ijana saka pari zvino vari kungotarisa kuti vaone kuti zvichafamba sei panyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 nekuti tinoona kuti nezuro ndakataura nemumwewo pachirongwa chandinoita cheLet's Talk ngatikurukurei ari kuBritain anga achiti iye paakapinda muzvitoro akashamisika nekuti akationa kuti vanhu vanga vakatozara vachitenga mungave muri mumasupamaketi kana muzvitoro zvekutenga mbatya. So let me just ask you a question. I spoke to someone yesterday on one of my programs, and they said that when they went to the stores, the stores were full, and some of the people were not socially distancing or wearing masks. What did you see in your area?
You mean in my area? Well, I didn't go to shops, but I've seen it on TV. Like people were queuing and so crowded, like as if, you know, it's something new that they've never tried before. You know, it was strange to see people behaving that way, but I suppose they knew what they were doing. But that's the main worry at the moment, that such behavior, if we don't really take care or look after ourselves, if we behave that way, it's all our responsibility. So that thing will have another wave if we don't really do the right thing that we're supposed to do to look after each other.
Thank you very much, Mr. Msipa. Apo vari kuti ehe zvechokwadi vari kuzviona pa television kuti vanhu vanenge vari kutoenda kuzvitoro vamwe havasi kuita social distancing vamwe havana kupfeka mamasika vari kuti vari kutotya kuti pangazoita third wave sezvo kuBritain kune imwe iyaiya iri kunzi variant inotyisa imwe yacho iyaiya yakafana neSouth Africa. Back to you Mamo Murozhi uyezve Patricia Majoni, wombotitsanangura saka kuti pari zvino ungati iwewe chii chinokonzera nyaya iyoyi yekuti paitwe depression nezvimwe zvakadaro uyezve zvii zvaungatiwo ungakurudzirawo vamwe vanenge vasangana nezvakadai kuti vaite kana vaonawo zvaitika?
Muno mudiaspora ndinoona tinonyakurudzira kuti vanhu vaite chirwere ichi kuva kunyaya tinonyagara tega, hatina hama dzedu dziri pedo dzaunoto kana paine chakanganisika unovaudzawo kuti veduendo zvadai, you know, unongoriwo nemasawira nevamwe vekuchechi, asi vako chaivo chaivo hauna. Ndochinhu chekutanga. Chinhu chepiri, nyaya yekusaya mapepa emuno munyika ekuti ukwanisewo kuendawo kumba kuitawo zvinoita vamwe, iyo nyaya inorwadza inoitisa kuti vanhu vabatwe neutenda uyu. Nyaya dzemabasa especially idzodzo dzokuti unenge wapinda nyaya yeimmigration, kana wangopinda muimmigration mapepa zvinhu zvako zvese nyange zvawanga wainazvo zvinudhoso izvozvo hautikwanisi kana kutosanda zvobva zvasungwa, saka hausina mararamiro kana kubhadhara rent kana kuchengeta vana kana kubatsira vari kumba, hazvichagoni. Ndopaunozopedzisira wabatwa neutenda uhu.
Muri kuita tinoona mukutaura kwamanga muri kuita makatoti imi makazobatsirwa nevari kumusha, hanzvadzi yenyu zvakafamba sei?
Ndapinda munhengekero imomo munyaya idzodzi dzandinawo mapepa andanga ndishandisawo, saka zvese zvakabva zvasungwa kuita kusunga neutare chaiwo. Saka hanzvadzi yangu anova ebusinessman kuZimbabwe anonzi Maswede kana kuti Alex Mashamanda ndiye akandibatsira sehanzvadzi. Aabatsira vanhu ini chete, anobatsira vanhu vakawanda. Saka akatoona kuti inini ndikaenda kugara kuselta nevana hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Akandirega ndichidzoka kuti kumba hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Saka akandibatsira nekundibhadharira rent, nekundibhadharira immigration fees, nekundibhadharira malawyers. Kusvika ndasanda zvafamba kusvika ndazowana. Thank God. Thank God. I'm now a permanent resident of this country. Gore noya, they end up in the citizenship. Thank you to my brother.
Maybe just tell us, so that kids can understand the question I was asking you, that you were actually saying that when you were in depression, you were no longer working and you were not paying your rent. Nothing was happening. So how did you get out of that hole at that time?
Yeah, you know, when you get into immigration, when you're an immigrant, everything just stops. Even if you go and look for a job, once they run your background check, they will tell you you can't work. So I went into that situation. So I didn't have anybody to help me. You know, here in America, our bills are too much. Somebody can't pay you a bill for $1,000. So luckily, I have a brother in Zimbabwe. He's a businessman. His business name is Mashwede, and his name is Alex Mashamanda. He's the one who helped me to pay my rent, to pay my immigration fees, to pay my my lawyer until I get my green card.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much, there.
You're welcome. And thank you. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah. So stay on the line there. Don't go away. Just stay put there. Let's go to Tisbanda. So Tisbanda, looking at how Zimbabweans in the diaspora are living, what challenges are you really facing in UK where you are?
Yeah, here just now, just like everywhere else in the diaspora, the challenge that we have is being not able to travel and see family. You know, it's hard. It is a big challenge, you know. Yeah, we try just to send money to families back home and stuff, but not be able to make arrangements to see, because some of us, we had to cancel our trips that were meant to happen a while ago. So it is a challenge, but we're hoping that as the wheel is starting to turn now, things will start to open up and the economy will rise as well, and people will be able to work as normal, and then we'll be able to look after ourselves, then make more plans and be able to have a better life, like able to connect more with our families, especially those back home, you know. They rely on us so much.
So, okay, nxa sikhangele khonapho ke ukuthi libhekane nenhlupho ezinjani ngesikhathi se-COVID khula manje, kukhanya ukuthi kulento eziningi ezikhona. Kwini okunye okulihluphayo njengabantu abadabuka ezinye?
Well, ngakolwami uhlangothi ngiyabe mina ngithande nje ukubonga, uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasinikeza lokho esikudingayo mihla ngemihla, yabo. So ubukhuni esibubonayo na lana kuyaphileka ma ukuthi uziphilela wena wedwa, unganaki omunye umuntu ngaphandle, hayi kuyaphileka, ngoba lo hulumene walana ulala usizo, yabona. Ma ungekho emsebenzini ulala eskimu okuthiwa yifalo le. So uyathola khona lokho kuyi-80% kwemali wawuyisebenza ngaphambilini. So kuyakusiza ukuthi ube uqhubeka uhamba. Akwenelisi khona ukuthi ukwenze uphefumule kakhulu, kodwa-ke akufani.
Yeah, marvelous.
Maybe let me go back again to Mamo. Mamo, Trukunzwa, Komarakusa Roche, Pitka, who pretend Paris, you know. Iko Kukuna Carolina, Panye, Mabasa, Pangueno, COVID 19, Shakamira.
Zagaoma, Vanu Vazinji, Vaka, Rusa Mabasavo. See, Kunyangi Sita, Guraka Pira, Pasaka, Tangi Sita. Vanu Vazinji, Vaka, Rusa Mabas. See, Takanyango Zubatira Kuno, Ditekuti, Van Varkupua Mari, the Kutuba Batrikan, Varikuma, those who knew Batira Kuno.
Tsananguriro panyaya dzemari idzi munenge muchipiwa zvakamira sei?
Pakatanga lockdown yegore rakapera, munhu wese kwakavharwa, munhu wese akakwanisa kupuwa mari iyoyo. Saka pakatanga muna March taipuwa $800 pasvondo kusvika muna July.
$800 per song. Pane kuti baba venyu vakashaya asi makati makarotswa na baba venyu musati mazopinda mudepression imbopinda panyaya iyoyo kuti zvakafamba sei.
Wong marvelous. Musi wakatorwa bodhi ya baba wangu ikanorara mumba. Ndo musi wavakandirotsa kuno vachizomuka vachirigwa kuZimbabwe dzanga dziri 11 o'clock the vaccine kuno kudzanga dziri 5 a.m. saka vanga vatondivhakatira panapa. Ndiri muhope ndakanzwa vachitaura kuti mwanangu Mamoyo, mwanangu ndaenda Jerusarema, but usanyanya kurwadzikana nokuti zvese zvauri kushuvira green card rauri kutsemerera iro mwanangu uchari one. Ndakatsema muhope ndikamuka ndikazvitarisa ndaitochema.
Mungati imi zvechivanhu zviripo here kudhayaspora kuti munorotswa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe kwasha ikoko imi michizoenderana nezvamakasangana nazvo?
Ini ndakatorotswa. Pandakarota pacho ndo musi wakamuka vachivigwa 11 o'clock dzekuZimbabwe kunoku Zanzibar 5. 11 o'clock dzekunoku ndo pakabva pauya veimmigration. Ndakatorotswa chaizvo.
Okay, Gibbs.
So now you are telling us a very interesting story about what you dreamt of and all those kind of things. So at the end of the day, you know, you've got a green card, you've got all these other things. So what is next?
I mean, you know, those suspicions of like, you know, dreaming about the dead person. Yes, I believe it now because, you know, whatever he said to me, that what happened later to me. So, yeah, I'm a happy woman now. I have my green card now. I can go home and go and get the closure to see where he was buried. And I'm happy. Very happy woman.
Yes, so the next step is for you to get the citizenship, right?
Yes, but you know, with the green card, I can go wherever I want to go. I go home, I can come back. Because my green card is 10 years green card.
Mm-hmm.
So in 3 years, 5 years, I can get my citizen. I've already have only a year left for me to get my citizenship.
Perfect. And then, we see that this issue of immigration is very critical to many Zimbabweans living in Britain, and most of them don't have proper papers, you know. So these are very problematic. And how are you guys handling all these kind of things?
Yeah, such situation is really tough, and some people have been in that situation for quite a long time, almost between 15 to 20 years, they still haven't really got their proper papers. So, and if you're in that situation, it's kind of very challenging because, one, you're not allowed to work. So you have to rely on, if you still entitled to benefits, but short after you have your refusal and stuff, they cut off the benefits. Then you have to do other means. That's why most people at times you find that they work in different names and stuff. There's nothing they can do. Everyone needs to survive. So that's the survival way of living in that situation. It's tough. I don't know why they do it that way, but it's not nice to be in that situation. Yeah.
So, guys, I want to amapepa vele into hlupayo thi kona ngapho ke eBritane. Labantu abaningi abathi kuze babuye babhekana lo hlupho lelo lwamapepa. Awusitshela kancane ukuthi abaningi benu likubamba njani kona.
Yeah, kancane kodwa abawathola abantu, but ke abangawatholi yazi ukuthi kulohlupho. Ikuphila ethembeni nje, ukuthembela ukuthi maybe kulo mnyaka kuzoba right, maybe kulwana mnyaka ozayo or noma kungangena a new government kuzoba lo tshintsho kulukhuni. Yeah, ngathi bahleli bebopha amafindo njalo nje against abantu ababuya ngaphandle vele kwelizwe. Lokho kudala ukuthi abantu babe le, abanye baba le depression njengoba usisi bebalisa lapho.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of a thing yazi ukuthi ngengezwa istory noma bengingabazi labo bantu kodwa ukuthi abanye bazi bafika esizingeni sokuthi umuntu azibone ukuthi impilo yakhe vele kusho ukuthi ayisilutho, umane athathe umphefumulo wakhe ngenxa yalokho. That's depression. So akusento enhle kakhulu.
Mhm. Yes, Mavera, go ahead.
Tinoona kuti mazuva ano tikona muri kuita zvimwe zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pamusoro pechirwere ichochi chatingati chekunetsa kana mupfungwa. Zvii zvamuri kuda kuti muzoita mune ramangwana? Mune zvirongwa here zvamuri kuda kuti kutamba kambani here muda kuita sei?
Mupfungwa mangu ndikutsvaga vanhu vanondibatsira, vanhu vakaita semi. Ndoda kuti ndikwanise kuti ndingakwanisa here kuita non-profit organization inobatsira vanhu vane depression and anxiety here in America, somewhere abroad in Zimbabwe.
If I can just ask in English, what's your plan now that you have been actually going on social media and talking about and sharing your story, which is really opening up, it's a raw wound. How are people receiving you, and what's your best plan forward? Because when I listened to your story, I was very touched, and it nearly made me cry too. Like I told you earlier on, today is a very difficult day for me to be even on air. It's my late mother's birthday on April the 14th. In fact, this top I'm wearing is from her. So I was interested in when you were talking about your dream. But what is your way forward? What's your plan? How are you going to use this information that you now have about depression and anxiety?
First of all, I say rest in peace, your mother. Right now, I'm trying to help others because there's stigma out there. People doesn't want to come out. They are scared. My story is a bittersweet story. It's a sad story, but it's a happy ending. So I want to see people through my story. What I was trying to say that you can go through all that tough life, but at the end, you can achieve something better, like what I did. Because if I was going to kill myself, then what was going to happen with my kids? What was going to happen with my family? And now I'm okay. Now I have my green card. I can go see my mom. I can go see my father's grave.
What's your word to those that are going through, depression? We've seen even on social media, a lot of people come on social media venting, and there's a lot going on. What's your word to those people that maybe very dark place right now, don't even know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
What makes me come out, I saw a video of a friend. She's in Ireland. Her name is Katina Anania or Katina Masomera. She's going through exactly what I went through. And she was running on Facebook. And the next day she did a live and come out and tell everybody that what she was going through. But she didn't want to tell anybody because, I mean, in our community, there's stigma. They'll start talking about you. They'll start telling you that you're crazy. They'll start telling you you're taking medication and, you know, she's crazy. So people doesn't want to come out. So I'm just want to appeal for those who are going through depression like I did. I'll tell you, it's a phase. It will pass. Depression doesn't just attack people who are poor. When I was attacked by depression, I wasn't poor. I had money. I had everything. But something just went wrong, or a family member died, or you lost your job, or anything can happen in your life, and you can get depression.
So, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Let's go over to Mr. D. Nsipa. So, Mr. Dimsipa, looking at the way you guys are living, the way you send money back home, like what Ms. Machon is saying here, some of you end up getting depressed. So at the end of the day, how do you handle those kind of situations, you know?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to depression, depression is real. And this thing, it can really cause havoc in people's lives, you know. So we all react in different ways in different situations, you know, that we come across or we overcome them in different ways. So what happens, or what I find it helping in my case, I keep my mind very active. I'm always an outdoor person. I'm always doing sports, either playing football, running, or whatever, or just keep my mind occupied. It helps, but it's not everyone who does that. So people, especially around this lockdown period, you know, people were so secluded and feel isolated that that's why many people have suffered the depression period, you know. So speaking out, and so that people will know that what you're going through, you shouldn't go through that alone. It's not your problem. It's not a problem being depressed. But we are sociable creatures. That's how we're built. So if you are forced to be isolated, then there is a lot that goes on in your mind. You ask yourself questions. Then you most of the time you probably give yourself negative answers. That takes you down the drain. It's not motivating you at all. So self-motivation, especially if you've been an active person, or you've been so much busy with work and all of a sudden that stops, it's been a challenge. So talk to your neighbor, look after each other, talk to people in your community and make it known that you're not feeling great. So, because depression is real.
Yes, thank you so much. And stay on the line. We've got Mr. Moses Dube, who is in South Africa. I think he's actually facing some difficulties as well, like many people there in South Africa. So, Baba Moses Dube, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kanjani Dube?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Yey. Akusitshela ukuthi ngesikhathi se-COVID khona manje liphila njani khona ngapha?
Hey, khona manje kuzima, kunzima kakhulu. Hayi, impilo ishintshe kakhulu. Sinsi nje COVID, imisebenzi iphelile. abantu izinto ziyadula akuzima kakhulu iCovid isihlukumeze kakhulu sisi nje yaqala impilo hayi ayizange isafane izinto zinzima kakhulu kunzima kakhulu
siyabona le mngcele ivaliwe sibili kutsho ngini konoko
ekuvalwa kwamngcele kuhlukumeza kakhulu ikakhulu njengoba ikakhulu nxa ngabe uthumela impahla ngoba lezi moto sezilimited kuqala bekungcono ubukhethe ukuthi ungaya kuleyi lo light hayi uyimanje sembala and izinto zakho asezidura ngengathi toll fee njengakhathesi xa uthi uyakonfirma besithi mhlawumbe into enjengeibhedi nje uyeza bethi 2000 uthi uyakhangela into enjengokudla ima-charges akhona its like isaka nje lokudla i-700 kungakhathalekile ukuthi kulani phakathi
so singathi kulobuzima sibili unezihlobo yini esezibanjwe umkhuhlane lo oziseduzane lawa
makhulu bekungcono kuqala kusahlanga akuli
babephila njani
bona hayi bona babezihlalela nje khona ba ngoba bathi ba umunye uthola into yakhona waqala ezwa efuthela before uthe ma esehloliwa thothe lakho wayengezwa
aha yes siyakuzwa Dube ungazani ke amagagasi akho abale kabijana so marvelous all what is yes can you hold on there khonapho ke babo Dube bamba khonapho so his network is not doing well there but we can hear what he's saying so all what he's saying is that the borders are still closed you know he cannot go back home you know from South Africa and just because of that reason they are facing many problems you know in terms of you know taking some money home you know even seeing some relatives and all this he says is very much depressing so about Dube xa lokho ngizwa khona lapho so manje ubona ngani uya phambili iza kubamba njani konke lokho
hayi khona kunzima ngoba ngibona lasekhaya kathi sekufa lo mntwana ethi bazafunda 2 days so ambona amabhoda into ezovula masinyane khona ngathi kunzima akho kusazohamba kuye phambili ngoba ma ubona sesikolo sebelimita ukuthi bethi 2 days kuthi ibhoda sonto engavula eli ngoba izolo beyindlalela iz FBC lakho bekhuluma ngokuthi hayi inani labantu abalokhuzayo liyakhuphuka kakhulu
abatholakala
abanomkhuhlane liyakhuphuka kakhulu
yes babadube khonapho ungayikatshani so they Mr. Dube is saying that no there appears that you know COVID-19 cases are going up in Zimbabwe marvelous can you chip in there
Mamu tinombonzwa kubva kwamuri muri kunzwa vamwe vari kutaura vari kuSouth Africa vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino zvinhu zvakati omei mabhodha akavharwa uyezve vari kutotyira kuti COVID-19 ingati 1.8 ndozvanga zviri kutaura muteveri wedu vari kubva pari zvino asi tomboti iwewe kune vamwewo vakateerera zvavataura zviya nechirungu pari zvino vari kutarisana nekushushikana mupfungwa nezvimwe ungavatsigise sei kana kuti ungavayambire kuti vaite sei panguva ino yecovid-19 nokuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vanenge vakavharirwa kumba kwavo ikoko asi kana vari kutarisana nekushushikana uku kwedepression vanofanira kuita sei
Here we don't have any lockdown anymore. So everybody, don't have any lockdown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, they are freely to go anywhere. You can go to the stores. You can go anywhere. You can even go to the bars now in clubs.
Zvakafana nekuZimbabwe kuti mabhodha achiri akavharwa tomboti vari kutarisana nedepression vangadii
no mask is mandatory even if in any wacho ndakabayiwa majekiseni unofanira kutongopfeka mask hapana paunoenda pausingabvumidzwi kunge wakapfeka usina kupfeka mask
asi
kune avo vacho vakaita vanhu vari kusouth africa upenyu ende hukoma ndine hama dziriko ndine masaura arikoko vatava kutobatsirawo kutochengeta kuti ndikaonawo $20 ndobatsira nokuti mabasa avo vazhinji vacho akapera zvinhu zvinorwadza sikuru
saka ungayambirawo kuti tombo dzi vari kutarisana nedepression iyi
kubuda panze famba tozotorwa navamwe tipa kuti ino kubuda panze uchitaurwa nevamwe ino uchitoma exercise and haungogari mumba ngoti nhamo yangu pano kuri mumba ukadaro zvinobva zvatonyanyisa unozopedzisira wanzoonozoonekwa watora tambo wazvisunga kana kumwa mapiritsi asi kubudawo panze uchitaura kana vari mumalockdown kufona ikoko kupota kuti garo uchingofona uchingoto wakadii zviri kudii kwenyu zvakazodii zvikazodii zvinhu izvozvo zvinobatsira zvikuru
ye mwasisikangele baba tino hold on the Miss Majoni let's talk to Mr. Msipa. So Mr. Msipa, you know, at the end of the day, people are always worried. You know, time and again about things that are happening, you know, in their lives. So what is worrying you most these days during this COVID crisis?
Well, what bothers me or what is what I'm not certain with is, as I was watching when they opened the country, especially down south, how people were behaving like as if they don't know where we've been through for such behavior. We have to learn to live in a new way now, like keep others safe and keep yourself safe. So that behavior of not wearing masks is the thing of the past now. That's a norm. We have to wear masks. We have to look after each other. We have to social distance where possible. Because we don't want to go back to that. Really, everyone wants to have an open country. We want to start moving and start to do things like in a better way. Because mm-hmm. it's been tough.
Yeah, so ngathi baba Msipa ungathi kuyakwethusa kakhulu kuyini empilweni khona manje njengoba uphila labanye abantu kuyini okuthesa ngovalo.
Yeah, okungishayisa ngovalo nje ikakhulu indlela ukuthi mase singabuya sibe lenye iwave yalo mkhuhlane uyabona kuyethusa angazi ngoba ukhanya ngathi lo mkhuhlane uba le strength from time to time, like we've heard that there was a South African virus which is different. So even ma want to be tata lama vaccine at the moment, we don't know. As it was, lama vaccine as wengabe la yini lo omunye ole strength as it different lo mkhuhlane. As it was, if sasa li pete.
Yeah, marvelous. Maybe you can talk to Mamo.
Mamo, chukunzi wa vamsipa varumisa oraosha, vame kivoshu, kunyanyo vaneta panguwa iyo ino e COVID. Iwe ungati ikoko, tunuona utumatiku no Carolina vani waka furirwa. Tane elezo ungati jinezu, kwa kukunja, nukusha isa hope, dai pamweja, daisha, dai panguwa ino e COVID.
Eko kufurirwa, eko kukachakaita ndo, kukutu kanganisa sunusaka wanda. One of us can hang what to church very church is the city, so I've been a student of prayer. Sakavana, Vasunia, Kutora, Makosin, the Makonanga Chita, Varukungo farm, Bapisipis, in the, you know, Sivana, in some big in the Devan, one of the Vatar of Chwana, Usadai, Usadai, in the Skorokun of Sakapur, Sakai's Nazi, Pasakapurwa, only Maswamai, Sakapasaparwa. Nikuti kwakabvaita outbreak of COVID kuzvikoro futi.
With that marvelous, we have come to the end of our program today. It's so good that we had our special guest, and one of them is Patricia Majoni, who lives in North Carolina. Thank you very much for coming today. We also had Mr. T. Nkomiapi Msipa, he is in UK, and we also had Moses Dube, who is in South Africa. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mtanganya. We are sitting there, Mamu Mroji, Patricia Majoni, kuti mauya pano muchi wanikwa mushaura wapa musoro kezva makasangana nazvo muupenyu atozosangana zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa.
Good night all. Bye bye.